Missouri Net News is presented by Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. Visit most529plan.com to learn more.
I'm Elisa Nelson. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch says a GOP presidential nominee, Donald Trump, will be in St. Louis tomorrow to speak at conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly's funeral. Her funeral is set for 2 p.m. at the Cathedral Basilica in St. Louis. Rough patches for both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton during a nationally televised forum have raised the stakes when the two face off in the presidential debates. Washington University in St. Louis is the site for one of them. Assistant Vice Chancellor Steve Givens says the school is preparing for an intensified national spotlight.
The event is for the 100 million television viewers.
Washington University is hosting its fourth presidential debate next month, which is the most of any university. A Missouri House Appropriations Committee has scheduled a Monday hearing to discuss the State Department of Corrections' health care contract and a neighborhood watch fund. A newly formed legislative task force on dyslexia includes a Southwest Missouri woman with four family members who have been diagnosed with dyslexia. Terry Osborne of Neosho wants to increase access to help those battling learning disabilities.
I just hope to be able to have some input, I guess, on how our districts are allowed to help those kids. And there's no one right answer for that. I don't think.
The panel is tasked with recommending a statewide system to help identify those with dyslexia and find ways to help students with a disability. Thunderstorms and flash flooding are possible this evening throughout most of Missouri. National Weather Service meteorologist Charlie Kelly says there could be gusty winds of up to 60 miles per hour tonight north of St. Louis through south central Missouri. A slight chance of tornadoes is possible near St. Louis today. A man shot by an Aurora police officer during an August 31st vehicle pursuit has died from his injuries. Tim Church reports.
Missouri State Highway Patrol Sergeant John Lukenhoff reports 38-year-old Thomas Saksinski of Aurora led an unnamed officer on a pursuit across Lawrence County lines onto a private drive in Berry County. At the end of the lane, Saksinski turned his vehicle around and began driving towards the officer who had exited his vehicle. The officer discharged his weapon, striking the subject, who was transported to Cox South Hospital, where he succumbed to his injuries on September 6th. Tim Church, Branson.
Officials in the southern Missouri town of West Plains say a buzzard caused Thursday afternoon's power outage. KWPM Radio reports the buzzard shorted out the 69,000-volt electric line that supplies city customers. Power was restored a short time later. This is Missouri Net News.